since I know all of my wonderful people who listen to the podcast that follow me, which is weird in the area I live. I didn't even know they knew about the podcast, but they follow me and they listen to the podcast and then they have a chat about it and discuss it. And I just think that's strange, but I mean, I guess it would be worse. I'll say again, I'd be more concerned if you guys don't care about me and talk about me, because then that would mean you don't care about me and you're not even thinking of me. And I love you all too. I love you with all of my achy, breaky heart. Every single one of you in the area I live, I love you. I love you. And I love you. Did I tell you lately that I love you? Every one of you, I love you. With all of my heart. I love you. On a different note, I put a lot of work in a house that was neglected big time, sat for over a year. People weren't even living in it. We didn't know. I mean, I didn't know this until people told me in the area that I love all of you and you love me. And I realized, you know, all the hard work I did and then being told one thing and putting money in, being told you have this in your property, and now realizing that there's a hell of a lot of footage that's literally like paid for insurance on and being covered by insurance company, that, and realizing like literally having to finish phone calls tomorrow because everything changes, because I mean, I'm being told that today, and I guess Eric was told yesterday, but then I was told today that none of this is even part of the property, but I don't know why in the hell we went to closing and the notary and everybody witnessed and signed it and swore up and down, hand up, it was true. So, I mean, I'm only going by what everybody swore in their hand up and down. I mean, I don't know if the Bible was there or not. If so, I think it would probably burn everybody by now, but sorry, I made fun of this because this is absolutely the most craziest stuff. It was so damn quiet. I said this. It is so damn quiet during the fall, winter. It was so quiet, so peaceful. Everybody left everybody hell alone. Everybody mind their P's and Q's. Nobody was starting any shenanigans. Nobody was, it was, you know, doing whatever and just poking fun and bullying and everything else. Nobody was doing any of that. It was so damn quiet. How many people listening in the area actually enjoyed it? Did you enjoy the peace and quiet too? Because I'm going to raise my damn hands. Oh, hell yes, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the peace and quiet because everybody was actually, I mean, everybody was nice and respectful because, well, everybody was inside. Then it becomes fall, or I'm sorry, spring, and soon summer, and everybody's in a foul mood. It's in the water and it's in the air. Yes, it is. And it's not just where I live, but it's everywhere. The United States is speaking for anyway. I don't know how it is out of the country, but ain't nobody being nice to nobody. Everybody's becoming introverts. After today, I officially decided that I literally have found myself becoming a full-time introvert. It's safer for me. I don't have to worry about crazy things happening. I feel like a cocoon that I need to protect myself, and I'm going to do everything I can as such. Let's face it, those were supposed to protect me. Sure, the hell didn't. Still, the hell aren't. So I'm going to do whatever the hell I have to protect myself and doing it differently. Can't just say it. You got to do it. And I just don't want to be around people. And I don't feel safe where I'm at all. I don't feel safe at all. And people are not, I mean, nobody's looking out for nobody. Ladies, come on now. Disappointing. Sorry to say, but I'll protect myself. And I have for a long time, and I'll continue doing so. It's just the way it is. But I miss winter. I miss the peace and quiet. And then it's the same thing. This has been going on. Dealing with this stuff, it's like, I don't know what the hell. It's like a rotation. It's like you get a little bit of a break, and then it's like start all back again. And I wish I could raise my damn hand and say, listen, I'm the shit starter, but I'm not. You know, it's like waking up and it's like, Jesus criminy, just ice picking. You wake up and it's the same old thing over and over and over again. What the hell is going on in y'all's lives? What is making you so damn vengeful and mean and vicious and bullying? What the hell's going on? That's what I want to know. What the hell's going on? It's gotten worse. It has. It has gotten worse. Like I said, I can only say that this actually, that's so crazy and bizarre, and you have to get a, you don't have a choice but to get a real estate attorney involved. You don't have a choice but to get a real estate attorney, because You can't sit there and purchase a property and have a loan and insurance and property that you are being told it's yours and it's been yours for 7 years, and all of a sudden, year seven, you're told it's not. You know, I don't care if it's Santa Claus coming to you telling you, okay? Then everything changes. I don't think people realize how much it changes, because I did. You know, your insurance changes. Insurance company has to be notified. Everything changes. You know, everything changes. And I change because I've had enough. I've put in a lot, a hell of a lot of time, physical labor that I could have literally did something else, but I was passionate about taking a house that needed some TLC and making it nice. And I mean, good Lord, slap me, okay, if that was wrong, folks. You know, y'all driving by seeing it, just slap me if that was wrong. Maybe I should have just let it just fall apart, right? I mean, I thought that was what I should be doing. I mean, I thought that was good, but heaven forbid, I'm realizing that maybe I shouldn't have. But I put a hell of a lot of hours and a lot of time, and that's what really gets me. And then to realizing that I'm putting time and effort and all this stuff into a house and property and parts of property that now I'm finding out that it's not mine, and having to go through this whole entire real estate attorney, all this insurance stuff. It's time that I don't want to give because I'm on limited time, God damn it. How many people are sitting here looking at me, y'all driving by? You know I look like shit. I've lost a lot of weight. You know I'm not feeling goddamn good. Where's the hell respect? I'm not saying not everybody respects. But I'm sorry. I'm seeing the worst of people. I'm still seeing a little bit of the best of people. Y'all surprising me? You gave me hope in mankind again. You know, I had a hope in mankind from a gentleman today explaining a little bit more of how the pens and whatever the hell, you know, I'm not a builder or whatever, you know, and I'm not a guy, so I'm not supposed to know this stuff, and I don't, but I like to learn, and I absorbed it, and I listened. But you all know I look like shit, and I don't feel goddamn good. So is it okay to sit there and just ice pick the hell out of me? I mean, come on now. Y'all don't see me. I don't feel good. I just want to rest. I'm in an excruciating goddamn hell of a lot of pain that was finally under control, and it slowly gets out of control because things are progressing. Oh, you're tired of hearing about it. Really? Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you walk in my shoes? I'll switch shoes, and you can deal with this day in and day out. You're not respecting what I'm going through, but you're not even wanting to take the time to understand. You know? And then instead of adulting, it becomes more like I feel bullying. And I don't feel comfortable now. So, I mean, hello. My name's the new introvert. And rightfully so, because I'll protect my peace and my quiet, because this is what I need. I am taking the energy out, folks, that I need to preserve. Okay? I've gotten to these meetings with the oncology specialists the last 2 weeks. Preserve your energy. That doesn't mean today I'm preserving it, but y'all know that I'm like shit and she don't feel good. So what? It's okay to just continue ice picking me? How would you like me to ice pick you if you're not feeling good? Would that be okay? No, it wouldn't be okay. You wouldn't like it, would you? I'm not Eric. I'm a communicator. I don't run. I walk. If I have a problem with someone, we're going to talk about it. I'm not Eric. I'm Kim. Nice to meet you. You got a problem? Talk to me. We'll talk. But please, don't allow the disrespect. And if I'm a lady and you're a man, please treat me as such. You know? I'm old school. Maybe some folks aren't, but I am. And I don't like that stuff. And sometimes it gets to be a little scary. I don't like that. But I've realized this evening, after just dealing all day of where to go with this, because it changes your insurance. It changes, you know, what the insurance is covering. It changes everything, folks. You know? And then realizing, you know, the sickest part of all is that the work that I put into this house, it doesn't even look the same house anymore. And what was it for? I mean, I got a whole section, a huge section of the right side of the house, you know? I mean, even if you butt in or you share or whatever, you know, and there's terminology that I never even heard of, that I had to literally have people in county explain, what's this terminology mean? Because I have no idea what this word means. I mean, those are like land survey words and things like that. I'm only going by a closing of listening to what we have and what we don't and what we're buying and what we're signing and notarizing and swearing and witnessing. And it's different now than it was 7 years ago. And I'm really dumbfounded. Okay? But I'm not feeling goddamn good. So I don't know why it's okay. No, it's not okay when somebody's not feeling good to just add onto their plate. Don't take my energy because I'm not giving it to you. Today, I realized I have to change really quick and make some changes to myself because there are some things I need to change of how I handle things because it's not okay and it can't continue. You know, it just can't. I need to preserve my energy. I'm not dealing with this. Folks, I got out of the last freaking nine lives. I got out of it my whole life by surgeries. Okay? For those who've known my story, and I've shared it because it was therapeutic for me. Okay? It was for me. All right? Because I enjoyed writing. I enjoyed podcasting. Okay? I don't care if there was names, no names, whatever. The whole point is to share what I was going through my life. I have a right to do that. That's my God-given right. Okay? It's my story, my journey, my truth. If people didn't like it, I'm sorry. And I guess you took place in a part where it wasn't good, but that was you. My life was made of people being in and out, okay? I didn't live on Mars, okay? So I was around people, not moon, rock, dirt, and dust, okay? Sorry, all right? Aliens? No, I wasn't. I'm sorry I wasn't. I don't know. Sometimes I think it would have been better if I lived on Mars. I don't know. Or Grizzly Adams, you know, in the middle of the woods with freaking bears. I mean, hell, at least they probably would have gave me more respect and at least gave me some honey. I mean, Jesus Christ, would have freaking cut my damn finger on a jar. They probably would have gave me a Band-Aid made out of bamboo or something. All I'm getting is a hell of a lot of hate, you know? And the hatred is just wrong, you know? I can tell when somebody hates me. I can feel it. I feel like I'm bouncing it off. I feel it, you know? That's not okay. You know, I'm a straight shooter. I've been that way my whole life. I'm a communicator. I'm sorry again, I'm going to say it. I'm not Eric. I don't handle things the same way. But I will protect my peace. And I don't care if it's Santa Claus. I'll protect my peace. But I put a hell of a lot of work in a house. And now I realize that, hell with it. I'm going to undo my work. I've decided in a split second that it's not out of emotion, but I put that work in. That was my time and my decision. And hell with it. I'm undoing my hard work. That's the truth. There's no point. These are the pictures because I know people in the county where I live listen to podcasts. And now I'm realizing today that more people listen to it than what I realize, and more people know about me than probably I know about my damn self. Could you all tell me a little bit of what you're hearing? Let's get the juicy gossip. Let's get that juiciness and, you know, get it going. You know, let's join that juiciness. Tell me about myself. Since you know so much about me, tell me. You know, I'll tell you if it's right or wrong. Regardless, it doesn't matter. You're still thinking about me. If you're talking about me, then you care a little bit about me, whether that's hate or love. I mean, I'm not sure which, or a mixture of both. I mean, this is what I'm dealing with, folks. I'm undoing my hard work. Hell with it. You know? Hell with it. You know, the surgery I'm having is for a pain pump. It's not for any surgical cure or going in and fixing that and that. Okay, when I said there's no more surgeries, that I meant it. This is outpatient, okay? It's still surgery. And we're having it done because we don't have a choice. Because other means and ways we exhausted through oncology. Okay? And to make sure I'm not in a lot of goddamn pain like I am today. You know? And what aggravates pain is stress. And today, once again, dealing with goddamn stress. I stay the hell away from the public. And as soon as I get in, it's the same old song and dance. I've decided introvert. Hello. Today I joined the ranks of the groups of introverts. You know, like I said, I was good friends with someone whose husband had a phobia of people. He went through a lot where I used to live. And I don't blame him because now I totally respect what he's going through because I don't want to be around people either. I'm just done. I'm done. I'm finished. You know, I want to be hell left alone. And that's what I plan on doing. I got to walk outside. I got to clean a car. I got to do something. It's a split second. That's it. Don't expect me to wave, hi, flip you off, tell you go screw yourself. I'm just, I don't know what to do with nobody. I'm tired of wasting my energy and I need the energy. And if people aren't going to respect that and they have no respect for one another, then hell with it. Just, you know, have a nice life. Que sera, sera. Leave me alone. okay? I'm going to protect the leave me hell alone. I don't want to be bothered, right? I don't think anybody could blame me at this point. Anybody listening to this, as much bullshit I've been through throughout my life, I'm tired of the bullshit. I'm really tired of the bullshit. I had enough. I'm sorry. I say how I feel, and I'm tired of the bullshit. I just had enough. These are the pictures of the rock, drainage rock. I'm selling it. Whoever buys it, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to come over and figure out how you're going to shovel that son of a gun up off the driveway, you know, and haul it out, because I ain't going to be doing it, and I don't know anybody else going to be doing it. So email down here. I know other people will talk and figure out how to get a hold of me, or put a little note in the mailbox, or put something in the mailbox, and that's fine too. You know, that's perfectly fine. You know, if you know somebody who wants drainage rock, I'm undoing what I did. There's no sense in keeping the house the way it was. I put a hell of a lot of hours in, you know, and I'm just not getting into, I'm not getting into what happened over the last 24, 40 hours, and whoever did what. I don't want no part of it. I'm tired of it. And I think just get rid of the rock. You know, somebody wants me to put a 5-story on the house, you know, let me know. You know, you want me to bring Santa Claus back from North Pole, let me know. Whatever makes you happy. Because just, you know, and after you make you happy, just leave me alone. Okay. Because I'm tired of it. I feel like my grandmother talking right now. You know, she used to be like this. She was a spitfire. A hell of a spitfire. Redhead. My great grandmother, Sioux Indian. My aunts, you know, but she was the only redhead, from what I know, you know. A big family, a lot of siblings. And she was a spitfire. Well, she had enough of people. She had enough, goddammit. And she'd say it. I had a goddamn enough. I think I got it from her. But I respected her because she said what she said. And she didn't, like, say it behind anybody. She said what she said, and she meant what she meant. You know? But she also demanded respect. And I think I'm there. No, I know I'm there. Because I'm just tired of everything, guys. I really am. I'm just sick of it. This is why I kind of stopped podcasting on here. Because for me, it was just, I'm not into it. I'm into, at this point in my life, laughter is going to get me through the pain and the changes I'm going through when your body starts slowing down, and it already has. And it's going to get me through the tough times I'm facing. And I was told you're going to be faces of tough times. So I don't need any bullshit. Okay? I'm going to cuss because I'm getting tired of it. It's right back again. Winter time was fine, and here we go again. And then everybody's going to talk about that it's just in the water. Is it in the air? Are we getting ready to have a war? It's all everybody across every state that I'm literally connecting with, and everybody's saying the same thing, but they're running the same thing. So it's not limited to where I live or my state or hell, the next state over. It's everywhere. Everybody's staying inside. I'm going to say right now, I don't blame you. Whoever decides to become an introvert and already there, I'm joining your club, because I don't want to be around people anymore either. I'm absolutely done. You know, no wonder Richard Simmons, you know, no wonder he disappeared. No wonder he disappeared with not a word to say. And people wonder what happened to him. You know, he gave and gave and gave so much and was so much in the spotlight and gave and shared a story in his life that it got to the point he needed just time for himself. He got to the point in the life and journey and his age, and he just wants to be left the hell alone. I think he even said it, left the hell alone. And then people started saying and think he's dying, and he had to come out and say, no, I'm here. I just want some peace. I just enjoying my peace right now and just enjoying myself, you know, his house, his dogs, whatever. Once they left the hell alone, and I think to myself, applaud, leave him the hell alone, you know? I don't know if I'm dealing with spite or retaliation. I don't know what I'm dealing with, but I know I've dealt with this before. Is it in the air? I don't know. I'm just tired of it. You know, you want a ham sandwich to go with it? Let me know. Let me know what kind of bread I'll pick it up. I'll bake you some cookies too. Because I'm sick and tired dealing with this stuff. I'm tired. I don't care who it is. I'm tired of the bullshit. I'm just tired of it. You know? I was going to stop podcasting for a while because I just got tired of it. I don't like the negative energy. I don't like the negative energy at all. To be able to express oneself and talk. I've kept that for trauma therapy, but she firmly believes I need to podcast time to time because you need to continue sharing your journey of truth because you need to end it. Because that's not like you to end your book, right? This is your book of your life, but you're doing audio and before you did blog. So you need to finish it, Kim. But even though, to be quite honest, and people who know me know me well, I didn't want to finish it because I didn't want to podcast anymore. I felt it was done. What else do you want me to say? Because I thought I was going to be like goddamn left hell alone. So I didn't have nothing left to say. But y'all like to just, I guess what, y'all like to piss the hell out of me off? I mean, do you like me pissed off? I don't know. I guess some people are just, you know, got a little bit of fetish like that. Like pissing people off turns them on. I'm not sure. It feels like a crazy day because it's been. It really has. I'm just sick of it. I'm over it, folks. I had enough, you know? I really did. Wish everybody well, but I want to be the hell left alone. I'm going to protect my peace with my last breath, every breath and energy I got in me. I'm protecting my peace here and now. I'm not dealing with stuff anymore, period. You know, I'm just not. Anybody want to leave a little note in the mailbox and you're interested in Drainage Rock? Because I know people in the area listen to podcasts and then they're going to see the Drainage Rock picture. You know the house you know what I'm talking about. I was going to keep some of it to part of the property that I'm not even, hell, I don't even know what the hell part of my property is mine anymore. I might be setting up a tent out with the deer, maybe down by the river. I don't know, by the water. I'm not sure if it's almost said and done. I don't believe anything anymore. I don't believe any part of this house on title and deed is any part of mine anymore. I really don't. I don't believe anything. Who the hell could blame me? You go 7 years believing all this because you're told this and you sign it? I know you don't understand that part, okay? You're looking at this part. I understand what you're looking at your part, but you got to look and figure out where the hell you think I'm at. You know? Confused as hell. Okay? But you wouldn't blame me. I don't think anybody would blame me to undo my hard work. I'm undoing my hard work. And Drainage Rock's being sold. Anything else that I did hard work with and it needs to be taken down and sell it, a privacy fence, whatever, I don't even care anymore. It's down. It's sold. This will allow me to, the costs that are not going to be covered by surgery for the first couple of treatments and you go and you do this process and people who've had pain pumps, you know what it's like. And your insurance doesn't like to pay for everything because, of course, if they did that, then you wouldn't have to owe anything. And heaven forbid, insurance companies don't get your money. But even with two insurance plans, you know, it's still not going to be 100% covered. No matter how many pre-certs and all this, it's still not going to be covered. We weren't sure. We had to go through a pain pump, but it was a different kind through Medtronic, just what, a little over a year ago, and backed out because that group that I used to be with in oncology wasn't, I wasn't back into where I'm at now and with, you know, changing hands and that. But now there's different types of equipment with Medtronic and different things we could do, and they don't use the same necessarily medicine and stuff, and I'm gonna be home. You know? Give me some goddamn peace. Okay? Allow me to die in my goddamn house and have some goddamn peace. Can you all let me have some peace? Can you? That's all I'm asking. I'm sorry, folks, but I had enough. I really had enough. There is no respect for people that are sick. And too many people just don't know how to speak up. I'm speaking up for myself and other people. I'm allowed to die where I want to die. And I want to die at home. I'm not feeling well. You see it and you know it. Give me some due respect, a long overdue respect, to be able to have some peace and die in some peace and quiet in my own goddamn house. I've had enough and I'm done. You know? I'm protecting my peace. I've had enough. I will block the hell out of people. I'll block everybody and anybody who's not respecting and allowing me to have some peace. Okay? I've been around loved ones who had the right and they were able to die peacefully. Okay? I deserve the same due respect. And so does everybody else in this world. Okay? So I'm speaking on behalf of everybody because that's how I've always been for the underdog. And I've always been passionate in causes and that. This is me, the real me. And she needed to come out and speak up. I've had enough, folks. Drainage Rock pictures here. That's not Eric's decision. That's mine. You know, we forgot when I moved in this house, I pretty much did 90% of the work because he was working full time and heaven forbid we didn't want to do half the stuff anyway. So I did. Okay. During my first initial part of recovery from oncology, when I actually felt good and I had the energy the first, you know, obviously a couple of years, you know, I ended up moving in where I'm at. I poured my hard blood, sweat, and tears in it. I'm undoing my blood, sweat, and tears because I'm really, really just, you know what? I'm not, no. Mm-mm. I did the work. I'm undoing the work. I'm taking the money. And I'm paying for what's not going to be paid. And anything extra, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be selfish son of a gun. I'm buying me a new robe. I'm buying me slippers. I'm buying me comfortable clothes. That doesn't, I can't even wear any of my damn clothes that I even bought because it's so uncomfortable where everything's at, which is your waistline, all in the front. I know oncology explained it. Don't ask me what the hell that nerve is. You know, I want some clothes that are a ginormous Jumanji so it doesn't touch me so I can be comfortable. Okay? None of you understand what the hell I'm going through. But I understand why the hell this Target again. I don't need to be targeted by anybody. If you want to do anything, why don't you be nice? Make some cookies, send a card, ask how I'm doing. Do you ever ask how I'm doing? No, just opposite. I had enough. Dragons Rocks Pictures here. I mean, give me a price. I don't know. I really don't care at this point. As long as I make enough to cover what's not being covered by insurance, which I have a ballpark figure, and I can get some frozen yogurt, some new house shoes, some socks, and I can live like Zsa Zsa Gabor in my damn robe for the rest of my life after surgery. Okay? No. The thing is, it's a damn driveway. That all this property is part of a driveway, too. I'm not going to be driving. So do you think I give a damn? I'm not going to be driving. Why do I need drainage rock? Why do I need to look pretty? I'm not going to be driving anyway. Anyway, back to the point. Leave a message, email down here. Want to leave whatever note, mailbox, whatever, yeah, whatever, you know. You're going to have to haul it out, you know. Be as gentle as you can. I mean, scoop it. I don't know how you pick up dirty drop, whatever. By hand, whatever. By foot, toe, by your mouth. It doesn't, you know, I just want it gone. Yeah, I want it gone. And I want this to be over with because I've had enough people. You know, I deserve some peace and quiet. I'm tired of wasting my energy. I need to focus and waste that energy, conserve it for myself. And people who haven't understand it and never understood it, you're not respecting me, and I'm just done with it. I want to be the hell left alone. Introverts, welcome. I think I'm going to like this new group. Amen.